his limbs spasming from invisible electric shocks, his face a cinema screen of wild expressions. "Independence any day now." Ismail gulps from his mug and smiles. "India is gone. What can they say to the rest?" Berlin makes his eyes bold.
"They say we got you by the balls, Daki. We own your land, your trains, your rivers, your schools, the coffee grains at the bottom of your cup. You see what they do to the Mau Mau and all the Kikuyu in Kenya? Lock them up, man and child."
Mahmoud takes his espresso from Lou and smirks at the exchange. He cares nothing for politics. While trying to straighten his cufflinks, a drop of coffee runs over the rim and falls onto his brightly polished shoes. Grabbing a handkerchief from his trouser pocket, he wipes it off and buffs the stain away. The brogues are new, and as black and sharp as Newfoundland coal. Better shoes than any other fella here has on his feet. 3 1-pound notes burn away in his pocket, ready for a poker game, saved through missed lunches and nights spent without the fire, mummified in his blankets. Leaning over the bar, he nudges Ismail.
"Bila Khan coming tonight?"
"Me come from the jungle. I wish I come from the jungle." I said to him, "Look around you. This is the jungle. You got bushes and trees everywhere. In my country, nothing grows."